News Radio WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills, Money News. Chris Parker, our financial tailor, Parker Wealth Management, checks in. A belated Happy New Year, my friend.
Thank you, and to you as well.
Okay, you know, we're not into, 20-some trading days yet into the new year. Markets, though, seem to be looking a bit better to me, but I'm curious about your thoughts.
Well, we've clearly had a really nice bounce off of the Christmas Eve lows. And so whether we have headwinds or tailwinds, I think there are five things that we should be aware of that will clearly influence markets as we move ahead in the current weeks, at least weeks ahead. Clearly, the trade discussions with China, we've been getting information that seems to be positive, but that will clearly impact markets. How long will the government shutdown or the partial shutdown really last, and will that have any impact? So far, we don't feel that impact, but government checks are stopping soon, at least for some. Fed actions and speeches always have an impact. We've been hearing about the global slowdown. We really didn't feel that here in our country last year, but we've been hearing about the global slowdown. I think the important thing, Bill, and it starts next week, is the new corporate earnings season here in the U.S. I think we're going to get a lot and a lot of information. And we're not just looking for results, how did they do, but we're looking for their forecast moving forward. It wouldn't surprise me, Bill, if we retest the Christmas Eve lows, but I think a lot of it's going to depend on what we hear from earnings season, and we're going to get an idea of what the tone of how that will look starting next week.
Chris, last week, three Fed chairs were interviewed together. Now, this week, the latest Fed minutes out. Give me a brief rundown what you thought was important through all this.
Well, Bill, in terms of the Fed chairs meeting, I think that actually is a historic meeting, and I can't remember a time when three Fed chairs got on a stage together and actually were interviewed. They gave brief statements, and then they had a moderator, so it wasn't open press conference, but there was a moderator who asked a lot of really interesting questions. I think it was interesting. All three of them were pretty much on the same page and complimenting each other along that way. But to have the existing Fed chair and the prior two was actually intriguing television, at least for economic folks like me. Looking in terms of the Fed minutes, did we glean anything? While there was discussion about not raising amongst the voting members, the vote was unanimous, 10 to nothing to raise. We are clearly getting a couple of messages from the Fed, and that's not unusual. I call it the Fed two-step. They want to tell everybody what they want to hear. So for the doves, there was a clear word that is now being talked about a lot. The word is patient. The Fed is going to be patient and really be flexible to see what's going on with the markets. At the same time, they're clearly communicating they're going to raise two times next year. Now, some of the Fed presidents from St. Louis and Atlanta are saying that really we shouldn't raise it all right now. But then you had the Fed president, Charles Evans from Chicago, saying not only should we raise two times, but maybe even three isn't that far away. So we're getting a little bit of a mixed message. That's not uncommon from the Fed to tell people what they want to hear. But the Fed, obviously an important piece, and right now they're just trying to do steady as she goes.
Chris, let's go back. We've had some reports last few days as far as numbers and in holiday sales. Huge time, of course, for commerce, important to the economy. Go back and give me a rundown here.
Bill, I would just say, 30% of retail spending happens in the last 6 weeks of the year. There were expectations coming into the holiday season that we could see $1 trillion worth of sales happen in that time frame. And thus far, we don't have the full results, but thus far, I think the results are mixed. We've heard from companies like JCPenney, Macy's, and Kohl's that they had disappointing results, and they're not forecasting great possibilities in the future. On the other end, Target did really well, and they're saying things are pretty solid. The key factor, of course, is going to be Amazon. They had a record-setting Black Friday, Cyber Monday time frame, but we don't get their numbers for another 4 weeks. And again, we're not just looking for results, we're looking for forecast. But thus far, Bill, the holiday results appear to be a mixed bag at this point.
Chris Parker, the financial tailor, Parker Wealth Management. Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors, Inc. Good news as far as a recap of what's going on right now with your money. Chris, thanks for your time as always.
Have a great day.